To introduce at this time, Mrs. Watt Saunders, who is a member of our Stephen Foster Memorial Commission, and she will bring greetings from the commission.
The 7th Folk Festival here at the Stephen Foster Memorial. We are so proud of Thelma Bolton for the grand directing that she's doing. And the Stephen Foster Memorial Commission wishes to thank all of you for coming and to tell you that we are so happy to have you here. The first Folk Festival was quite an event, and we are happy to say and to feel that each year the Folk Festival gets better and better. All of us love it, and we have many years to look forward to these wonderful events. And I'm bringing you greetings from all members of the Stephen Foster Memorial Commission. I hope today and tomorrow other members will be here, and they will bring greetings also. Come back to see us this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Cousin Lillian. It's sweet of you to say thank you to me, but I have to say thank you to about 1,500 people, because that's how many are involved in helping to make this festival a success. One person cannot do it alone. It's the beautiful cooperation from everywhere, the state of Florida, Georgia, and all the way this year to Missouri and the Ozark Mountains. Good morning, Cousin Max. Glad to see you. Now, since this is May Day weekend and the opening of National Music Week, what better way can we have to open this day's program than a maypole dance? We're going to Wind the May Tree, Bluff King Hal, done by the boys and girls from Live Oak at Suwanee County Recreation Center. Ralph Schoonover is the leader. Festival would not be complete without a folk band, and it's come from up the road a piece, Baker County, led by Bill Felton, and let's see what they're going to play for us. Take it away, Bill. Thank you. Cousin Bill. Now, sitting at the back of the stage, looking pretty as you please, are the first citizens of Florida. Come to celebrate this 7th annual folk festival with us. And our cousin, Jessie Bell Devane, is going to bring them up and introduce them. Billy Bowleg III and Josie Billy.
Cousin Thelma, I wanted to tell a couple of incidents about the Seminoles that I have with them that I thought maybe the crowd might be interested in. Back in the 1880s, when Billy Bowlegs was a young man, he used to guide for a Mr. Jimmy Wilson who came down to spend the winters in Kissimmee. He would take a steamer down the Kissimmee River and go near Lake Okeechobee, where Billy would take him hunting. Mr. Wilson generally stayed at a white man's house and would send word or write to Billy and make the arrangements for him to guide him. Well, Mr. Wilson took the steamer one time and went down to the white man's house. And when he arrived, the white man told him that Billy Bowlegs had sent word that he couldn't go, but he offered to guide him. So Mr. Wilson said, well, since he can't go, why, there's no use in waiting. It was a couple of days before Billy was to show up, so he said, we'll go in the morning. So they left. Then at the appointed time, Billy Bowlegs and Dr. Tommy showed up to guide this Mr. Wilson. But the wife told them that they'd already left. So afterwards, after Mr. Wilson had returned to Kissimmee, Billy Bowlegs found out what had transpired, that the white man wanted the fee for guiding. So he and Tommy Doctor walked 125 miles to Kissimmee to tell their friend Mr. Wilson that Indian no lie. You'll find that in many more Wilson's book, The Seminoles of Florida. Now, Mr. Barnes does know I'm going to tell about this, and it's too late to stop me now. When he was visiting us last year, or when he came down to the unveiling of the bust of Osceola, who was elected to the Hall of Fame for famous American Indians, he told me of this incident. About 39 years ago, I believe he said it was in 1923, I'm going to give his age away, I think, that he was surveying down in the Everglades. And he had a young Seminole guide. And in running this survey line, they came to this big hammock. And the young Seminole didn't want to go through the hammock and didn't want him to go into the hammock. He told him that it belonged to another old Seminole. Now, I don't know if the Seminole was buried there or not, but anyway, he didn't want him to run a line through this hammock. And he told him there was a big snake in there also. Well, Mr. Barnes had to run his line through, the survey line. And when he did, the Seminole left him. He was lost. Your own Mr. Barnes was lost 3 days in the Everglades. And Josie Billy here went out and found him after 3 days. So back then, Josie Billy is a preacher of the Baptist Church. He is the Reverend Josie Billy. Even back then, he had the love for his fellow man in his heart. And at this time, I would like to tell you a little something about Billy Bowlegs. He is 97 years old. Albert said yesterday he was 96, but he corrected him. This past February, he was 97. I believe the reason that his back is as straight as it is they do not sleep on inner spring mattresses. Josie Billy is a medicine man. It takes 7 years to train for a medicine man. It's kind of similar to our doctors. And Josie Billy's father was the first educated Seminole in the state of Florida. His father went to school with Captain F.A. Henry's children at LaBelle. Mr. Henry was a pioneer in that section. So I give you Billy Bowlegs, the oldest Seminole, and Josie Billy.
I wondered if Josie Billy would sing his little song for us. Oh, all right. See, that's our come on. You'll have to come back this afternoon to hear Josie Billy sing. That's good. All right. Fine. And another first citizen, Fred Beaver, all the way from Ardmore, Oklahoma. Now, Fred is a very talented artist. He not only paints beautiful pictures, which are for sale, and I hope you won't let him go home with any, but he made the beautiful costume that he is wearing.
Thank you very much. I'd like to do two chants for you in Creek language. And I would like for all of you to help me on one or two of them. Well, on both, I mean. And these songs or chants were used more or less like we have our social hour. But it's connected with the Green Corn Festival they have every year. They still have those in Oklahoma. And I imagine they still have the same festival here in Florida, in the Everglades. And this is my music box, my accompaniment, the rattle. So I will sing two chants for you at this time. We hey yahoo, oh ho, 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 we hey yahoo, oh ho. Chikuri sebo ya besan not hoyakiro. We hey yahoo, oh ho, we hey yahoo, oh ho, we hey yahoo, oh ho. That's one. We hey ho yo de, we hey ha yo de, we hey ha yo de, we hey ha yo de, we hey ho yo de, we hey ha yo de, we hey ha yo de, we hey. I'd like to add one more this morning. It's a stomp dance, leader's stomp dance song. And this is the way it starts. You've seen a locomotive, low start, as fast as it goes. It doesn't get that fast, but it starts in that manner. The leader comes out, and the chronoclock flies around the fire. And those who want to dance will come in slowly, and the women come in with their shells as they're coming, like I'm using this rattle. And it starts off like this. Yo ho 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 ho. Ah! Yo ho. Yo ho. Ah hey. Ah hey. Something like that, anyway. Then when the game is full speed, they get into this song here. Your wish, your wish, wish, your wish, your wish, wish, your wish, your wish, 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 your wish, 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 your wish, 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 your wish, your wish, yeah. This one, I want all of you to help me. We're all in good mood, happy, glad to be here, so let's all be happy. By that, we will all yell together, and I'll give you a signal like this. At the end of the song, chant, everybody yell. Okay. We hey yahoo, oh ho, we hey yahoo, oh ho, we hey yahoo, oh ho. We hey yahoo, oh ho, we hey yahoo, oh ho, we hey yahoo, oh ho. Thank you.
It's wonderful to have Fred here. Now, boys and girls, don't forget about the games area up by the museum. I want you all to go up there and learn how to play some of the games that your grandmamas and your grandpapas played when they were little boys and girls. Some of you folk collectors here remember that their teacher, Miss Cora Hillhouse, really Miss, but we call her Miss Cora, and we love her dearly. She belongs in this section. It has collected many, many singing games and folk songs from the families of the children that she has taught. And I know that you would enjoy talking to her and maybe swapping some games and swapping some songs. Now, to represent the great big city of Alachaway and the school are two little girls who are going to sing. Where's your partner? Oh, there she is. All right. Joanna Gonzalez and Gail McGehee.
Morn of life is past, and evening comes at last. It brings me a joy of a one happy day, of merry things I think upon the village green. I'm nothing left but old dog Jay. Old dog Jay never fight, though great cannot drive him away. He thinks all he is kind.
here comes the other pretty little miss, Gail McGehee, to sing Beautiful Dreamer for us. Stephen Foster's closest living relative, Evelyn Foster Mornowet, who lives in Florida but who couldn't get here today if she were here, I'm sure that would please her very, very much to have two little things keeping alive. Here's immortal music. Thank you so much. Now, all the way from over yonder way, come a little band, a little folk band, the Reb Yank Tonette Band from Green Cove Springs. And they are from the Charles E. Bennett Elementary School. Give them a great big hand. Please notice that they have done all that beautiful drawing on the back of their music. I think that's wonderful. Would you like to say a word, Cousin Clara? Please do.
Yes, please. Excuse me. I happen to be the proud instructor of these youngsters, and yesterday we thought, well, the music doesn't look too good with just a plain back. Suppose we put some illustrations of Stephen Foster's songs on the back. So they did, and they enjoyed it immensely. The more they drew, the longer they painted, the more anxious they were for this morning to come. We're here and very happy to be here. May I give you just briefly, although you have it on your record there, on your program, just a word or two about the program. The same dear old Swanee River will be our first number, and that will be followed by a very, very short whippoorwill song on the Tonettes as sort of an atmosphere for the bird calls they're going to give. They will give a whippoorwill bird call, and a redbird or cardinal call. Following that, we'll have Brahms' lullaby. And while we don't want to put you to sleep, we'll give you a right spirited one afterwards, the skater's waltz. Thank you. May I say that if you believe you can not call a redbird up, you try that on him. He'll answer you way down there. You answer his call, and he'll finally come and sit in the tree just above you. I know that's true because I've done it.